morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening to the world. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally written into our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show. Now, you could ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and we open up the phone lines after the first break. You could also IM Benny at the station, and it's psychiconair.com or newskyradio.com, and then that's the IM messages, and Benny will read those for us. And so, again, first I give you upcoming events to tell you what's happening, and then we go into the phone lines. And I do want to let you know that this Wednesday from 8 to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, there's a free teleclass, and it's about tiredness and the ascension process. A lot of people have an increase of endocrine issues. They have thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, adrenal exhaustion. Are you feeling more tired yourself? As we lighten up, we often go through periods of ill ease or health, and it's releasing eons of old patterns and programs. And the endocrine system and ascension or raising your vibration is very much connected. And so I'm going to talk about the connection between the dis-ease process and ascension and also the endocrine system and our ascension process. And I'm going to give you some tools to work through those tired periods. And even if you don't have that disease or know anybody that has it, we still can go through those periods of tiredness. And so I'm going to address that. And again, this is a free teleclass. You do have to register for it, though. And it's this Wednesday night from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you can't make it, it'll be posted after the class as far as the call-in number, and that will be up for several months. We also have the one that's next tomorrow. It's the second week, and this is for 1 week, for 1 hour a day, for 1 month. And you can still join in, and there's science has shown and proven that it takes 28 days to create a new neural pathway in our brain, which is important if you want to break any kind of habit, old programming, et cetera. If you have any blocks to money, relationships, happiness, and living an empowered life, this is the class for you. Each week, I will be addressing different parts of the energy field, releasing old programs and blocks that are blocking you from living a life full of love, happiness, health, wealth, and joy, and you'll be creating new narrow pathways and breaking down old ones. Each participant will get an MP3 of the class that will allow you to continue to work with the tools that you are receiving. The class is recorded, so if you miss out one, and you can listen to it at your convenience. And again, those are the following Tuesdays, tomorrow night on the May 18th from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Tuesday, June 1st, 8 to 9, and then Tuesday, June 8th. And if you want to start it later, it's all in a nice, neat package. You could get it. It's an MP3. And you could work with the tools. And again, I address all different parts of the energy field. And we also have on June 12th, on Saturday, from 3 to 5 Eastern Standard Time, the Twin Flame, the new relationship class. And this can be in person or via the telephone anywhere in the world. And this is where we're going to address the twin flame, the complement relationships. And it's a new kind of love in the sense of that as we are evolving, we're entering out of what I call the you complete me relationships and entering into the you complement relationships. And we've been doing the you complete me relationships for thousands of years. They're generational patterns that are taught. They're subtle patterns that are taught to us. You could even hear it when somebody says, where's my other half, my better half, all of that. In essence, is saying that we are not complete, that we're not whole, that there's something on the outside that makes us whole and complete. So there's an energy signature, a pattern that started in 208 that was awakening us to step into the you complement relationships. And this isn't only about divine partnership, but it does include it. So it doesn't matter whether you're in a physical relationship right now or not. You're going to get a lot of information about what this pattern is all about and why it's part of our ascension process. So again, that's exciting, and I'm really happy to bring that because a lot of people are feeling that kind of energy of the complement relationships. And so we're going to make it basic and easy and understand it's an energy pattern because everything is energy. And that's what I do. I read the roadmaps in the map that you create within your energy field. And we have trillions of packets of information within the 3 to 4 feet around us. We are the center of our universe. All the information that we need is within. And so learning how to guide yourself to go within. When we've been programmed to look without and our outside circumstances define us, we're in this huge period of turning around again to look within. As we've heard many times, all the answers are within. How do you get within when we are programmed to go look without of ourselves and feel incomplete if we don't have certain things? So that's the Twin Flame Relationship class. And we have the gathering still going on. The next one is on June 4th, and that's a series. We're going to continue another series over the summer. And that's the first Friday of the month for 2 hours from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can join us again in person or via telephone. And I will be giving you new information that I'm receiving from my guides, the council, the 12 councils, who I call them. And this is, again, fresh off the press information that what's happening with the energy shifts in the world, and they're constantly changing, the patterns are. And we all are affected by this, whether we realize it or not. So the more you have that awareness, the more you can live an empowered life and make it a lot easier for yourself instead of resisting and making it a lot harder. So that's called The Gathering. And again, it's the first Friday of every month for 2 hours. And as all of the classes, they are MP3'd and also recorded, so you can listen to them afterwards over and over again. Or if you can't make it at that time, you can listen to it at your convenience. That's how we do all of the classes. We also are offering a special to the KKNW and CBS radio listeners, and that is the new remote healing. I'm doing remote healing and balancing, and it's remote, meaning that you arrange a time for your appointment, and it could be in the evening or during the early morning. And this is where you'll receive a report of your healing and or reading. So you can, if you want to, have me address certain questions, you can do that. You could write the questions and send it in before. Or if you want me just to read how your energy is flowing and the roadmaps and how you are consciously or unconsciously directing your energy, and this is where we address blocks and show you or tell you, your body actually tells you, I'm just the reporter. I consider myself the reporter of your energy map. And so I will read how your energy is flowing and why you have certain blocks to money, to relationships, to health. And also it comes with tools that are just for your energy fields. We all have unique energy fields where certain things resonate with certain people. So you'll get that information too. And that's just $25. So if you're interested in that, you can email Wendy, who's my assistant, and our email is union1111@yahoo.com, or you could call 860-887-1201. Say that you heard the special on KKNW, and that's $25 for a reading, for the remote reading, healing, balancing. And so that's what's happening, and I really encourage you to get sign up for the free newsletter, because when I'm guided to do a free teleclass, I will put it up, and it might only be two days' notice. Sometimes it's a week notice, but I'm noticing more and more I'm getting guided to just do something, and I have to do it instantly. So that's part of listening to my own internal guidance. And so if you're on that newsletter, you're able to be in the now, see what's going on, be in the knowing state there, and see what's happening over here at KarrieOConnor.com. So you could sign that up by sending us an email at union1111@yahoo.com, or if you go to the website, KarrieOConnor.com, there is a button you could push to sign up for the free newsletter. And I always like to remind people that I don't sell your name or give your name to other groups. I appreciate your trust in me is sacred. And so, again, I don't hand it off to anybody else, so you don't have to worry about that. So that's all the up-and-coming events, and we have exciting times coming up. We're finishing off the last couple of weeks of May. And I was saying earlier that the council was talking about May being a pivotal turning point. They said that it was like a combination, a duality dance of some days it could feel like a Mayday, Mayday, meaning we could feel like we're kind of getting caught in the emotional mental bodies, and other times it could feel like May, as in April showers bring new flowers, so we could feel the growth and the expansion period. And sometimes we could feel that urgency, emergency in the morning, and the afternoon we could feel growth. And so how do we navigate through the energy patterns that are happening right now? And they're not going to stop. They're going to continue to accelerate, actually. And this is all good news, especially if you realize that this is part of us lightening up. And so when we go through the enlightening up process, we first go through the darkening process, meaning bringing up to the forefront our blocks, bringing up our belief systems that can really scare us, our deeper inner thoughts and patterns and old programs. And that's what we want, that we want to be able to stand in our court, stand in our empowerment, and be able to really put our attention and intention into those deepest fears. And as soon as you start doing it, the energy pattern starts changing. Remember, everything is energy, and that includes thought forms, and it includes our beliefs. And they look in your energy field like a ball. I see everything as tubes and balls. That's the way I read energy. Other people read it differently. And when I see a ball that has all static energy around it, or it looks like it's frozen and it's all asymmetrical, that's a block. And that's when we put our, and again, energy, when we talk about it, when we put our intention into it, the pattern starts changing it. You bring it to your awareness, then you have a choice. Do you want to continue this thought pattern and put your energy into it, or you're at a cross point where you could start changing your patterns? And it's a process and it's a practice, and that's why we have to keep on exercising our muscle there, but it's well worth it because you're able to stand in the empowered posture. This is Carrie O'Connor. We're going to our first break, and we'll be back with open phone lines.
E-Cloth, the only cleaning solution you'll ever need. E-Cloth's fiber function does the cleaning, not a chemical reaction. Also, no paper towels or chemicals to buy, so you'll save lots of money. And E-Cloths are guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years, the whole time safer for you, your family, the environment, and saving you lots of money. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Did you know Greek Oats yogurt is a good source of protein? Each serving of Greek Oats yogurt provides 5 grams of protein. When you consume Greek Oats yogurt 3 times a day, you're getting more than 20% of the daily recommended protein value. That's great news. So don't forget to pack a Greek Oats yogurt for lunch today. For more information, visit GreekOatsYogurt.com and AnnaLuque.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Have you ever wanted more for yourself or your family? Are you prepared to take your life to the next level? Have you ever had that feeling or heard that little voice telling you that you can be so much more? Let empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson help you to embrace your own power. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for your private session and start living your life to the max. Be sure to listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
So how many times have you said, I need to quit smoking? And how many times have you tried to quit smoking only to fail? How many times a day are you smoking and wishing you weren't? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help you to become smoke-free for life. Take on the habits of a non-smoker, not an ex-smoker. Our clients tell us they simply lose the desire for the cigarette, become stress-free and relaxed, lose or maintain weight at the same time, and effortlessly take back control. Andy Castle quit his 15-year smoking habit and has been smoke-free for over a year. Jane Penrod quit smoking after smoking 3 packs a day for 50 years. Yes, it works. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and our number here is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and you could IM psychiconair.com with the IM message, or newskyradio.com, and those that has an instant messaging that Benny received. Speaking of Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines, Benny?
Yeah, that's a good thing for the instant message because, you know, if all y'all at work and you can't really jump on the phone lines and the boss may be watching or listening, it's always a secretive question you can always, throw down my way. and we'll be more than happy to get you on the air. So first, though, I think Kathleen stepped away from her office for a second. She called us in. She's calling in from Seattle. She had a question about struggling with some prosperity issues at the moment, and she's wondering if there's any light at the end of the tunnel. So, Kathleen, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, Carrie. So glad to speak with you.
I'm so glad to speak with you. So what's going on, Kathleen?
Well, it seems like my whole financial reality is crashing around my ears. And I'm wondering if there's a block that I'm not seeing or if I'm not applying enough due diligence. If you could give me any insight, I just feel smothered.
Okay. You know why you're feeling smothered? Because when I'm looking at your corner where it has the finances, sometimes, and this is kind of like the paradox with the law of attraction, especially when we could become fearful and our energy contains like an extra charge to it, and then we start putting our energy, that means our mind and our attention, never mind our subconscious patterns, we start cornering the energy. And so let's say, I always talk about the symbolic four ways that we play out life. One corner is our money, career corner. And so when we start, a part of our gig here is to learn to be, imagine staying in the center of a room. So we're spaced, and imagine your arms out, meaning you're radiating out equal amount of energy into those four places. When we start concentrating on one, imagine your arms getting, instead of being expanded out, they start closing in. We start focusing on one corner, then all the rest of the energy parts as far as our personal relationships, how we feel about ourselves, our friends and family get off balanced, and we start, it actually literally closes the energy. It creates more static, meaning blocks, and then we get into our worst nightmare patterns. And so, but you said a key thing. You have the awareness that it's happening, and so the awareness is the first step to be able to get back into balance with it. And also, I'm seeing on the right side of your second chakra, in the back of your chakra, which represents to me the past, and that also includes past life issues, and it's on the right side. That means father patterns, that it goes down to self-worth issues also. So clearing out self-worth issues and looking at what is your feeling of your own worth. And it goes deep down, because I'm watching as far as even going back to great-grandfather on dad's side or some male that that was significant, could be a great uncle, but I'm seeing that he gets the rug up, pulled out underneath him. So imagine somebody working hard and then all of a sudden losing their job or losing their shirt. And so there's a family history of that. And so that brings an extra charge to it. Even if the person died before we were born, it's just like we inherit hair color and eyes and stature, how tall we are from our lineage. We also inherit those generational patterns, and especially if there was a charge with it. But we're not here to carry on those generational patterns that are restricted. We're here to actually transmute them and turn them over. So what I'm looking at, especially since February of 2010, that you're at what I call the nitty-grittiest, Kathleen. So that means, just like I was talking earlier, being able to be empowered enough to put that flashlight, meaning your attention and intention, into the department of money and flow, and realizing that money is an equal exchange of energy. That's all it is. It comes in this physical 3D form as the green stuff, but it's an equal exchange of energy. And so when we are off balance in the money department, we want to look at our whole left side of our energy field, and that's our receiving side, ability to take in, nurturing, love, be able to support yourself energetically. And again, I see a lot of second chakra issues. When I'm looking at the whole second chakra, it's surrounded by a sack of water. It looks very watery, and so when things are watery, it's harder to, we want to put fat, passion and fire, and literally think of your second chakra is like a chimeria or a fireplace, and you're putting wood, the element of fire, in there, and bring fire into your life. Work with candles. If you could sit in front of a little fire, sit in front of a fire. Fire is great for us to burn up the excessive water, and this is an airy fairy talk here. When our energy fields get out of balance, we can get out of balance with a certain amount of elements, and yours is very water to me, just like some people that are very fiery, they have a bad temper, and they need to cool it down with bringing some water into their element. So that would be helpful. Again, bringing that fire element. And I am seeing a shift. So again, think of February 2010 is a period where I'm seeing you getting down to what, again, I call the nitty-gritties, and I'm seeing you, especially through the J's, think of the end of May through June and July, being able to, like when I see somebody take their left hand and open up their, the right hand and open up their left corner, it's like pushing out your energy field because it's collapsed 2 to 4 feet around that over to that right side, I mean left side. So you want, that means it's stuck in the emotional bodies, and it goes into feeling, again, very unstable. So when we feel that consciously or unconsciously, we're going to go to fight or flight. It's like whenever I see a lobster preparing to go like over a boiling pot of water, that's what your bottom chakras are doing. So the more that you can literally stand in your core, see your tailbone as far as going down into the earth, grounding, it's literally showing your body how to release excessive fear, cellular post-traumatic stress, what it has to do around money and money situations. And if even you imagine yourself in the center of a room, and again, the four corners of personal relationship, money, career, our thoughts about that, home and family, and how we see ourselves, and imagine yourself centered in that and putting the energy into it equally, that our energy field knows no difference between what we're imagining and what we're doing. So what you're doing is backing up, and you're letting your energy go wide, or even see yourself standing with your arms wide open and a big dollar sign in front of you, and you open up your heart and see infinity eights and use your hand to do infinity eights to connect to that dollar sign. What you're doing is accelerating the excessive charge that has to do with money and money situations, and you're getting it out of that corner posture. Again, when we start collapsing our energy, it creates more of our worst nightmare. And so there are absolute techniques that you can do that helps get rid of the excessive charge. Then you're able to breathe easier and literally bring more oxygen into your into the energy field, open it up as far as opportunities for flow, and be able to look at the whole money situation differently. And that also means being able to, when our arms are wide open, that means we're in the posture of infinite possibilities of how we can receive flow. And so I could tell you story after story where people were about to be bankrupt and they needed $100,000 in cash before they would go bankrupt, and the person drove in for out of the blue the next day with $100,000 in cash. And so when we're open to infinite possibilities of how flow, the money, the equal exchange of energy could come in, then it helps us literally breathe. It helps us start changing our worst nightmare scenarios, that we're able to flip them around. And again, the bottom line, and seeing that you're releasing things that go way back in the past, and especially on father's side. So try those techniques, literally sitting with a fire. Imagine your second chakra as a fire, and you're constantly putting wood, and the flame is big, and it's clearing out and spinning out the excessive water, and that water is cellular. It's like frozen tears. It's grief. And so really work with, as far as grief, put your hands on your body, on your lower body, and do infinity eights. You're connecting the right side and left side of our body, stress splits or energy field that makes it where our body can't talk back and forth to each other, and then we go back into the patterns and start creating again more of our worst nightmare. But I am, again, when I see the twos, those are a significant symbol of mine too, as in doing this over the next 2 days, 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, you're going to find a significant turning point, a break in that, and that brings me back to, again, to the J's, into June and July. It feels like you can breathe in the financial department instead of feeling like you're wading in it and you can't get out of it, and like those are tunnels underneath you pulling you down into your worst nightmare, and that's open to more ways of receiving money and getting money and even changing your whole perception on what money is. It's huge. It's a huge turning point. All right?
It resonates. Thank you so much, Carrie.
You're welcome, hon. You're welcome. You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, that leaves another line open at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819 for the Carrie O'Connor Show, and you can also instant message us here, the radio station, on newskyradio.com or psychiconair.com. If you guys are busy at work and you can't get a second to jump away on the phones, you can go and send us an instant message. We are now going to start, though, with Mary before the break. She's calling in from New York, Carrie. And it seems like her mom's younger sister passed away a couple years ago. It still seems to be left up as kind of a little bit of a mystery on how she passed away. We're wondering if you had any insight to that. And Mary, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. So what's going on, Mary?
My mom's younger sister, which is my aunt, she passed away 2 years ago, and I don't know, I think it's hazy, shady stuff. I think family members are making things up as to how she passed. She lives with her two sons. It's a joint family, so mm-hmm. I don't know. She was living with them, of course, you know,
okay.
She passed now.
All right. Did she have diabetes?
Oh, no, that's my mom's older sister.
Okay.
This is my mom's younger sister who passed. Yeah, my mom's older sister has a lot of problems herself, too.
Okay.
So I don't know.
All right, well, the first thing that the younger sister is referring to is the one that has diabetes, and she's encouraging her to make sure she stays in balance, especially over the next couple of days into next couple of weeks. And so just okay. make sure she's keeping up, not as an awful, awful or scary thing or she's dying or anything, but she's just showing me the scales of justice. And she's talking about the one that has diabetes and that she could, okay. again, need some adjusting right now. But I'm also okay. seeing as far as when it gets into as far as her death, I see this she's showing me all the fog around it. So obviously there's a lot of she's showing me mystery stories and Agatha Christie and all this energetic fog. But when she clears it all away, she's doing a peace sign. So she, A, wants to say that she's at peace. And also she's talking about the drama of the karma of the people that are left over. So that would be the suns as far as them kicking up as far as the dust. And when I'm asking her how she crosses over, she's being rather vague. And so when they do that, it's like sometimes it's like it's just rarely does it happen, but they do it like as a closed book. They don't they're not to talk about it. It's to be figured out.
Okay.
But she's not giving me the strong sense that she was murdered. She shows me that she unplugged from life a good 2.5 to 3 years before she crossed over, meaning that
yes.
she felt like life was hard, life was a struggle. She
yes.
shows me that
because her husband passed. Yeah,
I was just
yes.
gonna. I was just gonna say that
yes.
when
oh,
her
sorry.
Husband. Yeah, it was when her husband passed. That's when she unplugged from life force, and it's like she didn't care. It's like her whole shoulders are down. It's like a so total sign of depression, and that she is showing me like herself unplugging from life support system, and so and she's taking
okay.
accountability and responsibility of that because she sees where again that her action or she felt like her other half was gone, and so she didn't want to really like almost willed herself to death, and so but she's also showing that there's something appropriate that the kids are doing what they're doing. And imagine just kicking up a whole bunch of dust for it to get all settled out toward the end. And so I'd stay away from it if I were you.
Okay.
We got to go to a break. We'll be right back to the Carol O'Connor Show.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe they make. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, never any empty calories. You can trust the quality of all the ingredients in Wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference Wellness pet foods can make, and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com.
Did you know that children should not carry more than 10 to 15% of their body weight in backpacks? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts to share some information about backpack safety. The longer a child wears a heavy backpack incorrectly, the longer it takes for a curvature or deformity of the spine to correct itself. That's why it's important that children who are carrying heavy backpacks throughout the year are under regular chiropractic care. They will be better able to deal with the physical stressors being put on their small bodies, and they will be able to enjoy the healthy benefits of a properly functioning nervous system. For more information on backpack safety and how to keep your child healthy throughout the school year, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Coming to Seattle for one night only, a long-awaited appearance by one of the most visionary women of the century. An Evening with Shirley MacLaine is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to explore the big questions, such as what is consciousness, what is the purpose of life, or are we alone in the universe? With a woman that isn't afraid of the answers, join Bella Spark Productions and Shirley MacLaine on Sunday, June 13th at 7 p.m. in Beta Royal Hall, Seattle. Shirley MacLaine, still feisty and fabulous after all these years. Be sure to keep listening to this show for your opportunity to win two tickets to this final event in the 2010 Extraordinary People Lecture Series in Seattle. Don't miss Shirley MacLaine on June 13th. Visit bellaspark.com for details. BellaSpark.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to thank all of you out there for listening to the Dr. Pat Show.
We've got so many juicy things planned for you. Remember, the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and our phone line is open, and the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And you could IM Benny at psychiconair.com or newskyradio.com, and that's use the IM messages, and the phone lines are empty. And while we're waiting for people to call in, I wanted to get into email questions that I get. A lot of times clients email, and somebody was asking about the subject. If I could touch on the subject of the Rainbow Bridge. A lot of times I talk about the Rainbow Bridging that I've been seeing happening a lot. And so I think it's a really good question, because especially because I'm seeing it more and more in the year 2010. And so think of a lot of the indigenous cultures talked about this time and when we're ending one cycle and going to another. I'm sure everyone's aware about the year 2012 and the Mayan calendar ending. And so we're in this bridging period, and the rainbow, it's just like when they were talking about when literally there'd be white buffaloes being born, that there are signs that there's an ending of a yuga, ending of an age, and this age is 20,000 years old, or 26,000 years old, actually. And so we go in these cycles every 26,000 years, and it's the beginning of one cycle and beginning of another. And so thinking of that there's a divine order in the universe, and everything is in divine order, that there's a bridging period here. And so the rainbow represents, you could think of it individually within ourself, are the colors of the chakra going from the rainbow. That's what the chakras follow, from the root chakra going up down to when I see it over people's head, I know that they're going through this period of bridging, literally increasing the communication between the right side and the left side of their body. Think of the more we have the bridges, the more we have smooth communication between our right side and left side, the easier we are listening to our own intuition, the less we resist our intuitive flow, the more we step into our empowered self, the less we get afraid, and we don't get into what I call the wounded child steps in the driver's seat. So the rainbow bridges, not only do I see them in people's energy fields, but I also see them around the earth. And so think of those as grids. Whenever, because we are all interconnected, and we've always heard that we are all one, that we're all interconnected, so think of people energetically become the bridge. So I'll see somebody that looks like an egg of light, and then I see this tube going out of their head, and it creates a bridge, and it goes to another person that has worked on themselves and is holding their core. So the more people that are holding that higher frequency energy, they're raising their vibration, they're getting out of their stories, they're getting into the fifth dimensional energy, that higher frequency energy that's coming down now, that breaks through the veil, the more it creates energetic grids literally around the earth. And those rainbow bridges allow us, they give us like the strength to be more in that empowered posture. And so that's about the story about the rainbow bridges. And again, these are connecting all the earth, so there's faster communication. And the more we tap into ourselves, starting within ourselves, because the more we work in ourselves, the more we start clearing, again, our cellular post-traumatic stress that we come in here with, that creates the veil, that connects us to our mental, emotional body. The more we bridge over to our whole self, our one self, our God self, the God having the human experience, the more you create literal bridges within the energy fields, connecting you to celestial information, connecting you to your higher knowledge, your own guides and angels. And so those bridges are very significant. And so we want to be able to increase those communication. That's why I always talk about seeing yourself as an energetic being is key, because we are energy. And by not addressing yourself as an energetic being, it's literally like not taking a shower, brush your teeth for your whole life, or if you only do it once in a while or once in a week, it's like only taking a shower, brushing your teeth once a week. And because science has shown that we are 0.01% bodies and the 99.99999% energy body, our physical body is still made up of denser energy. We're energetic beings. And again, as soon as you start getting into a good habit, and it does take a process to get yourself into it, meaning I tell people a lot of times to put post-its where they brush their teeth and where they do stuff in life, because it helps them get into that habit. But that we can create it. That's the practice part, because the practice is so important. Then you start seeing much more flow in your life. You step out of those static situations. You literally, the law of attraction starts working with you. You start noticing, you start attracting easier situations, more flow in your life versus static and fear. And we're at this huge bridging period where there's extra help, you can think of it as, to help us bridge over to the other side, to more add more grace and ease. I've said over and over for years, we're either going to go through this process kicking and screaming or with grace and ease. It's totally up to you. It's never too late. We all get a free, it's like a new chance every day. When you live more in that now period, it looks like a clean sheet of paper or a new script that you're writing. So how are you writing the script for yourself? Are you having your wounded child that believes in separation writing it? Or are you having your empowered posture writing it, empowered aspect of yourself, your higher self, the angel having human experience writing it? And sometimes we could start off in the morning with the angel writing it, and then the child jumps in. And so the name of the game is how fast you can get yourself back into alignment, because that's part of the process. We will have the human experience where we get pulled into that duality, into our situations or scenarios the drama and the trauma, but it's all how fast we can get ourselves back around. So when I refer to the rainbow bridges, and I'm not the only one, a lot of more people are talking about the rainbow bridges, the rainbow time, the rainbow children, and the rainbow children have to do with the children that are being born. People that can see auras are seeing more of a rainbow pattern in the energy field. And again, it's confirmation of what's going on as far as us raising the vibrational rate, having the ability to raise our vibrational rate, I should say, and that the rainbow energy is a higher frequency energy, and so these children act like tuning forks. Their energy radiates out, and it allows us to raise our vibration if we choose to. This we don't have to choose to. Some people can go in that lower energy rate, and that's part of their experience. But this is where we're bridging over to that that rainbow energy. It makes life a lot easier. I'm also seeing a lot of people talking about they're noticing numbers a lot. And a lot of times in readings, I'll see the person, like it looks like they're in a shower and numbers over them. So it's like a shower of 555s or 333s. This individual is talking about a lot of 111s and 11s, and that's a sign of new beginnings with mastery. So there's master numbers out there, 1010, 1111, 1212. And think of mastery means exactly that. There's a sign of especially when it's involving ones, it's an end of a cycle, beginning of new beginnings with mastery. So let's say that you really got that you're unconnecting from the thought of being separated from your source, God, creator, and you're working on that. And so you've mastered it, and then it's allowing new beginnings. And so the universe, again, our higher self, or the guides talk to us through numbers, and they do it in all different ways. Sometimes you could be all of a sudden want to go and look at the clock, and then there's a number, or you could be driving and license plates pop out at you. And you'll start seeing patterns in numbers or billboards, or you'll just get grocery bills that have number sequences. Again, pay attention to it. The universe is constantly talking to us, and we're constantly getting information. It's all the matter of us getting on that right station, and that has totally to do with our frequency. If we're all static and we're convinced that static is the way that the flow of life is, and we start getting used to that static energy, that's the part of being behind the veil and connected to separation and our emotional mental body. And we get into what I call the time to make the donut patterns. That means directing our energy with life, with not our own life force as far as our God force. And so this is that time where when we start noticing more synchronistic things, when we start noticing numbers, people can't help it. Start noticing that they're getting, you know, wherever they go, they're seeing fives, or wherever I go, I see 333s. It's the universe saying hi, and it's encouraging you to be more open. And the more open you are, you'll start noticing more and more numbers, and then it goes over to smells and birds. And so, again, it's part of the universe continuously talking to us. And the more we're on that frequency, we're on that station, the more we get the messages. And there is numerology where there's where what different numbers mean, meaning 111s are about new beginnings, 2 is about manifesting in the physical world, 3 is about angels and guides around you, 4 is ascended masters around you, 5 means change, 6 means out of balance, 7 means old soul, 8 means that get into as far as infinity, 8s make sure you have balance in all different departments in your life, 9s are about beginnings, and then it goes back to 0 again. So you can really, there's all different websites out there that talk about the different science, spirit and messages from numerology. And it's actually a fascinating science. You could just do your whole name and vibration, and it really talks about your life purpose and why you came in here, and your name has an energy signature. So tons of information to see you as an energetic being, and there's no mistake that you were brought in with that name and that vibration and that number. And so that number, again, radiates out of your soul signature. It's part of your heart signature. And we all see it, and it goes, gives the messages. So the more we can see ourselves, again, as an energetic being, the more, as I was saying to the first caller, Kathleen, the more we can stand in that symbolic room with our arms wide open, spinning, that means being in flow with the universal energy, living with it by the loose outline is what I call it, the more we're radiating out instead of static. You could simply think about it, we're radiating out more flow. Like attracts like, so we get more flow in our life, and then we feel more divine, we feel more divinely guided, we feel more protected, we feel like something backs us up besides our fear, and so I see a lot of people walk around like these big Santa Claus bags on their back, but they don't realize that there's a bunch of stones in there, meaning frozen cellular post-traumatic stress, their stories, and they hold on to it thinking that it's going to prevent them from ever being hurt again, but what they're doing is bringing in their worst nightmare to the next situation. So we're here to drop those bags and to get into our gifts, and those gifts aren't in those bags. That's the illusion of the veil. So we're at this real bridging time. So again, work with the rainbow bridges. Connect with your body. Even do an infinity eights when you're watching TV. Sideways eights, connecting your body, your right side to left side. You're opening and healing the meridians. Putting your hand on your forehead when you're watching TV is open either 7 to 8 meridians that go down to your increasing the flow of energy, chi, prana, life force to your physical, mental, emotional bodies. There's simple techniques that you can integrate in all different aspects of your life, and then you'll notice the difference. It's feeling like, again, when I do the analogy of a shower, imagine just really starting to get used to doing that shower, you get used to doing that wash, get used to feeling that flow, and you don't want to not feel it anymore. So those are a few questions that we have. Our phone line's open, but we're going to be going to a short break, and then we'll be back to the top of the hour. Listen to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on The Dr. Pat Show.
When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. E-Cloth claims perfect cleaning with just water on all hard surfaces and no chemicals. I started with my windows, then stovetop, and then the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well E-Cloth cleaned everything. And I did it without exposing my family to potential health-harmful chemical cleaners. Also with E-Cloth, there's no paper towels, chemicals to buy, so you'll save money. And they're guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to eCloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. That's eCloth.com, 20% off everything, free shipping. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor, and we have our phone lines open, and Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
Sounds like a plan. We'll start things off with Kim. She's calling in from Seattle, and she's looking about relocating from one area to the other, and she's wondering if the employer will go with her on that one. So, Kim, welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show.
Hi, good morning. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes,
so, Go ahead.
No, I was just wondering, it looks like it's my husband's possible employer that could maybe take us, and I was wondering if my employer will offer me that same opportunity.
Okay. It's interesting. Yeah, I do see that, Kim, because I'm seeing that they're showing me that their right hand is, like, tied behind their back, so that means to me that they don't want to lose you, and so that's a compliment to yourself as far as your work. It's easier to work with you than not work with you if they look at the big picture. So even if they wanted to kind of cause a hassle, I'm seeing that looking at the big picture, it's easier to work with somebody than having to get somebody in and retrain them and do all that stuff. So, yeah, I'm seeing that they're going to work with you. All righty.
Wonderful. Do you have a timeline that you see that this will happen in?
I would encourage you to, this looks like when I'm looking at the time over now, over the next 3 months, and so if you haven't addressed it now, there's no reason to not start putting the ball and rolling, okay?
Absolutely. Well, you hit the nail on the head then.
Okay,
thank
very
you.
Good. Pay attention for the number 333, as I see it all around you. It's confirmation of your universe, the guides, the dad's talking to you, okay?
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Kim. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling in, and we'll move swiftly on to Maria. She's calling in from Seattle. She had a very emotional last week. Lots happened. She's wondering if things are going to be better for the lookout. Let's see if we can help her out. Maria, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you, Maria?
I'm doing better. I have been, in the last 2 months, I've been involved with diffusion work for myself, but it was toward the end of last week that I became very emotionally fragile, especially when my dog got sick. And so I just took this week off, and I'm wondering, is there something I'm missing? Do I need to focus on something other than what I think maybe is going on? I just need an outside perspective to help
me
on that.
All right. When I'm looking at the bottom of your root chakra, and you also pull me to the left side of your second chakra, toward the back to the sides, and then you pull me up to the grief process. So part of this is releasing old ancient grief. And when I get to the bottom of the root chakra, I see that it looks like an electrical wire that's frayed. So that shows me, again, it pulls me to the left side because I see that symbolically we are electromagnetic energy, not symbolically we are, but I see that we take in the energy of electric on the left side, so it's pushing, your energy field is pushing me to the right, left side of being able to take in more of the universal energy, be nurturing to yourself. It's great that you took the week off. That's perfect because it's going to help that fraying in what you're doing, and this is not uncommon when we get down to what I call the nitty-gritties that, and I'm seeing your skin, which is our biggest organ in our physical body, but I'm looking more at your energetic skin turning into diamonds, and they're blue diamonds with silver, and that's actually a very good color. So you're being stretched, Maria, but there's also a part of you that you're rerouting yourself into like a whole different dimension or channel, or when I see miracle grow, that means growth that's connected to divine self versus story or veil or behind the veil. So all that's good, and it's very, very common. That's why they call it the dark night of the soul, or you go through endarkment periods or a soul retrieval when we start really doing some core work there. So I'm seeing that you're getting down, again, to the nitty-gritties because it's right down to the root chakra, clearing out a lot of the cellular post-traumatic stress, realigning the energy field, again, taking a lot of nurturing. Work with cool blues or see yourself if that resonates with you around that blue energy, because I'm seeing it swirling all around you. It has like these beautiful silver and like shiny things, like almost like garland through it, and that's the divine feminine. And so working with that energy over the next couple of days will be very helpful for you. And I also just saw silver collated energy, that silver drink you could have. So muscle test yourself and see if that's, you could take some of that right now, because sometimes our body could use some of that, and I know that's very good for the immune system. Okay?
Affected my dog's health.
Absolutely.
Okay,
oh, our animals are direct mirrors of what's going on. Our dogs, it's part of their soul contract that they will mirror. They will take on disease and not like absorb it like a sponge, but it's part of their collective contract to mirror what's happening with us. That's how much they love us. And so
sometimes
people feel so bad, but just remember, it's part of their soul contract, and meaning they love us so much and they're so highly advanced and evolved that they would take on and mirror to us a disease or emotional stuff. Absolutely. When anybody ever says anything's happening to their animal, I immediately go to what's happened to them. Actually, Greg Braden has a story where his mom's cat had lung cancer, and that it was very, very surprising. I believe the cat was pretty young, and he immediately had his mom go to the doctors, and sure enough, she was never a smoker, never been around smoke, but it doesn't matter. She had lung cancer, but they diagnosed it at a very early age where they were able to go around. That was all from the cat. And so, yeah, absolutely.
I took my dog into emergency on Friday night, last Friday, and maybe that's okay. Then my hunch on that was true. Well, thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.
I just really appreciate that.
Okay.
All right. Thanks
Bye-bye.
Very much, Maria, for calling in. And let's hit up our instant message feedback here. And you can do that at cbsradio.com let's start over here. Psychiconair.com or newskyradio.com. I had one of those little brain spasms right there, Carrie. I apologize.
That's
Kathy,
okay.
Kathy has done so correctly. She's written in from Seattle, and she says, "Hi, Carrie. I'm in a lot of pain on my left side from the waist down. It seemed to start all of a sudden. What could it be? Is my energy out of balance?" Let's see if we can help out Kathy for a second. Go ahead.
All right. Kathy, when I look at your energy field, I'm seeing your hip. It looks like almost like a razor blade, and it's and your left side of your body is hyperextended over to the right side. It's almost like take your left arm, and like you're bent over, way over to the left side. So, and that hip is again, it looks like a sharp arrow. Then I go into it deeper, and then it looks like a dagger. And so, and it's coming from the inside. So, meaning that part of this is a deep relief, and again, release, and part of the left side represents, again, the past. And also, I pay attention to daggers, though, because that's part of energy of feeling like stabbed in the back, people doing toxic behavior, and even toxicity in the past, and especially our hip is our foundational energy. And so, and of course, it would twist your whole left side of your body, so there is a part where I want to say the good news that it's coming out of you. And so, and it also goes back to the back of the root chakra. So this is really past life stuff too. And I'm also hearing, and actually it's interesting, from April to August, you really get down to, again, what I call the nitty gritty is I just got a very metal taste in my mouth. And I've been doing that this year. It's kind of gross at times, but I know it's a detoxing with me, and it has to do with the fillings in my teeth. And so when I get that taste when I'm reading another client, it means the same thing to you, that you're clearing out, getting down to the physical body, some very, very old patterns. But again, when I see the hip and it looks sharp, first of all, take your hands on your hips and do infinity eight, sideways eight, going down the energy, taking your hands down your body, and really twist the other way as far as when it's going way over to the right side. Make sure you do some bending on the left side. You're bringing it back into alignment. And then I'm seeing you as far as going on to the ground. Use to work with the earth. Go put your back against the tree. Work with energy with the tree. Put your head to the tree and imagine your root chakra opening up and going into the inner crown chakra, open up, and you're clearing out with working with the energy of the tree to balance you, and then put your back against the tree. That really is very grounding. Then I'm seeing you also working with fire, putting fire into the root chakra will be able to help you get back into balance. But again, look into scenarios, because I see a tear that goes out from 5 to 7 feet on that left side, and I see a male there with a dagger. And this is nothing in the future that you're going to get, you know, mugged or anything like that. This has to do with more of he's all dressed up like in this black cloak kind of energy, and he looks like just kind of sneaky, manipulating, backstabbing energy. So, and again, it's positioned in the past. So think of anywhere in the past where males, or that also could be strong females, that can have had that backstabbing dog-eat-dog kind of energy, and what you're doing is releasing it and clearing out that kind of energy, because the bottom line and the root chakra, you're the little wounded child is saying, why can't everybody be nice? Why can't everybody just join together? And there's in your energy pattern, your old soul, you want to have that inclusive, come to the round table kind of energy where, why can't everybody be friends, be nice? And it's the dog-eat-dog world is really against the your soul signature, into or it just causes a lot of static. It's like a higher knowing. That's part of the higher, the old soul pattern. But again, this is a release. And again, take care of yourself. And of course, always go to the doctor if it's if you're feeling a lot of pain. Because when you first pulled up, I was getting pulled into your kidneys, and I see crystalline energy on the emotional body, but that could possibly go to the physical body, so that would mean kidney stones. But I see it again more to the emotional body. But again, take care of yourself, because I'm seeing if you're twisting it, you could even release it energetically before it gets to the physical body, because all dis-ease happens out in the physical body. But again, always listen to your own intuition when it comes to that. And we're finished with this show, and next week I'm off on a little vacation. Actually, it's a training, so I will be, actually I'm coming home there flying, but may you align with the divine, and I'll talk to you in a few weeks.